Upper90Studios.com.
Upper90Studios.com. Fantasy Premier League cheats and tips revealed. We'll show you our secret strategy for how we ranked in the top 1-2% of all FPL players every year since 2007. Huge game week 23, 11 wildcard transfers, 96 points, top 1%. Our biggest FPL mistake we've made so far this season revealed, and our top FPL tips for game week 24. We'll break down our team from goalkeepers to forwards and show you all our transfers. Let's begin with the game week 23 review. We used our wildcard last week. Just 4 players survived in our squad out of 15. That means 11 transfers in total. How did we do? We had the biggest game week points total of the season, which saw our team rocket up the overall ranking. We started the week at 86,000th place and moved all the way to 33,000th. We're definitely now into the top 1% of all FPL players. But it didn't start off really well. Some of the players we sold using our wildcard made us question it if we had made a huge mistake at the beginning. Leicester City's defender, Marcin Wasilewski, he scored against Manchester United. David Silva got on the score sheet against Chelsea. Harry Kane for Tottenham produced another brilliant performance. So we were close to a full meltdown, and then Arsenal. And 5 minutes in, Olivier Giroud was on the score sheet. That was a huge sigh of relief. Our direct replacement for David Silva was Santi Cazorla, and that was phenomenal for us. Captain, 34 points, 1 goal, 2 assists, clean sheet, and maximum bonus points. Couldn't have gotten any better. Arsenal came through huge for us. Totally made us forget about Tottenham, and we were getting a little bit greedy because we saw Giroud heading a perfect cross from Cazorla onto the crossbar, and we were upset about that, but that's just greed. To be fair, Cazorla's goal came off one of the luckiest penalties we've ever seen. Went off Brad Guzan's hand. I don't know how he didn't keep that out. A top standout for us this week was Sunderland's Patrick Van Aanholt. 12 points, just £4.2 million. He earned another clean sheet, provided an assist, and collected all 3 bonus points. Just a few days ago, his cross against Fulham in the FA Cup midweek was fumbled in for a known goal. And that was the catalyst for Sunderland. They went back. They were down 1-0 against Fulham. They came back and won 3-1. Let's move on. Top performers for game week 23 for us were Raheem Sterling, who we swapped out Downing for Sterling. Sterling brought in 10 points. Next up for Downing, he's facing Manchester United, Southampton, Spurs, Chelsea, and Arsenal. We're expecting his value to collapse significantly in this time period. So keep an eye out for Downing. He's one of the red flags for us. Another player who did very well game week 23 was Hazard, who in the absence of Fabregas, he is now our main Chelsea player. Diego Costa's out as well. Let's move on to our biggest mistake we've made so far this season. And we make a few. We're not perfect. Our biggest mistake that we made so far this season, just a few days ago when we made our transfers for this week for game week 24, and it involves Alexis Sanchez. Since we sold him, his value has dropped from 11.5 million to 11.3 million, which is great. If we buy him back, it won't be at a much higher price than what we sold him for. That's the good news. The bad news is when we planned out the wildcard transfers for the second half of the season, we were planning on getting him back in just 2 moves, as few moves as possible. For instance, we could downgrade Nathaniel Clyne for a cheaper defender and sell our least informed midfielder to get Sanchez back. But this week, we jumped the gun a little bit. We saw Hector Bellerin of Arsenal, and he was available at just 4.4 million, so we pulled the trigger. Problem is, he plays for Arsenal, and we already own Cazorla and Giroud. So now, if we decide to get Sanchez back, we're going to have to make 3 moves instead of 2 because we have too many Arsenal players. When we saw him available at just 4.4 million, playing for Arsenal, had just scored a goal, Arsenal was playing very well at the moment, so we made the move. Another concern, which may resolve itself if Sanchez remains sidelined against Tottenham, is that even if we sell Bellerin plus an expensive midfielder, it might not give us enough funds because Bellerin's price is so low. Fingers crossed on this one. Maybe we got a little bit cocky with the 96 points. Might have gotten a little bit carried away. But you never know. Then again, Sanchez's value has already dropped 0.2 in just a week. Who knows if he's going to drop anymore. So maybe it was the right move. We stay away from Sanchez. So we'll actually mention our transfers out now. Transfers out are Burnley's George Boyd, who's I think 4.7 million, and Southampton's Nathaniel Clyne. A little bit later, we'll talk about why we got rid of those 2 players. Transfers in are Jonathan Walters and Arsenal's Hector Bellerin, which we just mentioned. As we said on last week's Wildcard podcast, Arsenal are hitting top form at the perfect time. But form goes out the window with derbies, and Tottenham is up next. So even though we bought Bellerin, there's a chance we're going to keep him on the bench against Spurs because these games are so unpredictable. It's a huge gamble on our part. we're taking a 4-point deduction on two potential bench players. What we're doing is we're looking at it in the long term. It's a long-term strategy. And we're also looking at increasing the team value because since we use our wild card, our team value dropped from $109.3 million to $107.4 million. That's a huge drop. We love having our team value high. It's a huge part of our strategy. Now it's already back up to $108.0 million, but we want to make it even higher because that's a huge part of our strategy. We use our team value in the second half of the season. It's what sets us apart. Other teams can afford the players that we can afford. We can feature a forward line of Diego Costa, Sergio Aguero, Wayne Rooney, while still having strong enough midfielders and defenders. And it's how we finished in the top 1-2% since 2007. Let's break down our Game Week 24 team position by position, starting at the back, starting with the goalkeepers. It's actually a tough one because we have to choose between Newcastle's Tim Krul at home versus Stoke or Sunderland's Costel Pantilimon away at Swansea. Which team is in better form? Well, actually, all four teams are coming off big wins last week. Swansea beat fourth place Southampton. I watched that game, and Swansea beat them even without Bonny, who just got transferred to Manchester City, and Sigurdsson, who's out through suspension. Stoke scored 3 goals in their win against QPR. Harry Redknapp resigned. Should we pick our goalkeeper based on form? Actually, both of our goalkeepers kept clean sheets last week, so this one's going to go all the way until the deadline before we push the confirm button. Now, if you already subscribed to our emails, you know we don't like to flood your inbox with a ton of emails. We're only emailing you the very best information. All those other little tidbits of information, like starting lineups, injuries, suspensions, Champions League updates, which are coming up real soon. We post all that information on Twitter. Let's move on to defenders. By far the biggest shock of the week was Southampton and Ryan Bertrand, who is set to earn 9 points with a clean sheet and possibly 3 bonus points. Turns out he gets a red card and -1 point late in the game. Now he's going to serve a 3-match ban, which isn't going to help his teammate Nathaniel Clyne. That's why we sold him. His chances of keeping clean sheets are lower now. Our other two defenders are Chelsea's John Terry, who's always a solid defender throughout the year. He is always going to start every game. He's captain. He's going to face Aston Villa away because they never score. And also Andre Wisdom, who's West Brom's defender. They're facing Burnley away. In terms of home versus away fixtures, at least 9 of our players are playing away from home this week. In midfield, we sold Burnley's George Boyd. We brought him in with our wild card. We're not going to hit every single one out of the park. He was probably one of the ones that, now looking back, he only played 60 minutes in the last game. And looking at Burnley's upcoming fixture list, I don't know, it wasn't good enough. And we swapped him out for Stoke's hat-trick hero, Jonathan Walters. 19 points, and his value is surely going to go up because he's down from 5.5 million to 5.2 million at the moment. And we expect his value, his price, to rise. Great news for Raheem Sterling is that Daniel Sturridge is back for Liverpool, already scored in just 12 minutes of action in his last game. This means that Sterling now has more freedom to run at defenders. Instead of playing with his back to goal, he was never a forward. He's more of a player that likes to run at players. So we're predicting Sterling now, with more freedom, less attention from defenders, we expect him to jump right up the FPL charts. Another midfielder we took a huge gamble on with our wild card. He was a huge risk, and it paid off a little bit because he got an assist last game, is Angel Di Maria, Manchester United, coming in with just 7 points since the end of November up until last game. Di Maria is coming back into form, as is Manchester United. Good news for FPL managers who own both Di Maria and Wayne Rooney, as they're both back on corner kick duty. No more Phil Jones taking corner kicks and set pieces, which was one of the most ridiculous things we've seen, a center back for Manchester United taking corner kicks. Wayne Rooney should have actually had a few assists in his last BPL game against Leicester City. We're sticking with Rooney. His corner flicked right off of Daley Blind's head, I believe it was 3-0, and then he sent Di Maria clean through on a few occasions, and Rooney's desperate for a goal, and at any moment we can see it coming. He's pushing to score, he's pushing up higher, he has a little bit more freedom now. Our other forward, Sergio Aguero. He was the obvious replacement for Diego Costa, and he rewarded us right away with an assist against Chelsea. He's a strong shout for captain also, because he's one of the few players that we have on our team this week who's playing at home. Man City plays relegation threat in the whole city. Our bench is looking much better than last week. It's actually the best it's looked all season. We have hat-trick hero Jonathan Walters, Arsenal's Hector Bellerin. The only question mark on our entire squad is the cheapest player, 3.9 million, West Brom's Chris Baird, who didn't feature in the last match. So we're keeping an eye out for any bargain defenders. If you miss out on any of our transfers with our blog or podcast, be sure to check us out and follow us on Twitter. If you want to stay ahead of your FPL competitors, don't forget to subscribe to our email list at the top right of our page, upper90studios.com. We'll send you our weekly team prediction and best FPL tips, which you can use to tweak your own team. See you soon.